serious topic. Some people who are watching won't be particularly interested in it at all. But many, like myself, are getting older, or who are ill, who are just perhaps anxious about death, will be interested in what we have to say. Everyone faces death. Many people flee from it, try to avoid it, don't think about it, worry about it. The believer should have confidence in God when it comes to death. In fact, the vast majority of serious religions in the world offer to people some hope that they will survive death. 3,000 years ago, the Greek philosopher Plato said, "With all of the ideas of wise men, we can build a raft to get us through the doors of death. But no one knows for sure without a revelation of God." Actually, there is such a revelation. That revelation is given rather clearly in the Old Testament, in the Jewish scriptures, especially toward the end of those scriptures. But Christ is absolutely explicit about the survival of death. "I am the resurrection and the life," he says. "He that believes in me will not die forever." He also says to the apostles, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you also may be." He says this on the eve of his own death, in the last chapters of the Gospel of St. John. I think if you're a believer, you must cling seriously to what Christ has promised. And this is precisely what St. Paul does in the oldest document in the New Testament. This is probably the first document written, is the first letter to the Thessalonians. The Gospels were in the process of being written, developing, but as far as we know, this is probably the oldest document. And people were worried at that time because they thought the end of the world was coming soon. And what about those who died before the end of the world? Were they going to miss joining Christ in eternal life? And St. Paul says, "We would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep," those who are dead, "that you may not grieve as others who have no hope. But since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven, and with the cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive, we who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words." Now, these words are mysterious words. They're quite apart from our normal way of thinking about things, from our everyday experience. They are words of faith. They must be believed on the authority of God, on the authority of the New Testament, on the authority of St. Paul. "We who are dead will rise." St. Paul thought that he might live till the end of the world. Well, it hasn't come. We New Yorkers, we're hoping it comes any time, but chances are it probably won't. And so we'll die. And we will be called by the voice of the archangel at the coming of the Lord. The church has always believed this, and if you are a believer in Christ, you should be at peace with this. Oh, we should be ready for death. Our Lord tells us that death comes like a thief in the night. Be ready. We should be like those servants He says, whom a householder returning home found at their work. But it doesn't mean that we should go through life anxious about death. You know, I'm a psychologist as well as a priest, and I'm quite convinced that most of the neurotic fears that people have in life are really fears of death. And people who are desperate or who are addicted, who are stingy, who are self-centered, they're all afraid that they're going to miss something. Where if you have faith, if you believe in God and believe in Christ and have hope and eternal life, you don't have to be grasping, you don't have to be stingy, you don't have to be nervous, you do have to be ready. And Jesus tells us how to get ready in the Sermon on the Mount, how to walk on the straight path and to be ready. There's another thing about death that we know that Jesus tells us in Matthew 16, that if we are, Matthew 25, that if we are ready, it is because we have taken care of those in need. I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was a stranger and you took me in, naked and you clothed me. And they'll say, when? When you did it to the least of mine, to the poorest, you did it to me. Long ago, I read a line from a great saint who worked with the poor all his life, Saint Vincent de Paul. And he said, if you love the poor, your life will be filled with sunlight, and you will not be frightened at the hour of death. I've been very privileged to work with the poor all my life, and I am not afraid of death. Why should I be? Because I tried. I didn't do it perfectly. I didn't do it all the time. I do it with repentance. But I have been able, on behalf of many people, to give a lot of meals, a lot of cups of cold water. If you are afraid of death, then get ready and you won't be afraid. By a life of faith, of prayer, of growing closer to God, by the observance of His commandments, which are not burdensome, and by a generosity, a love for those in need. Reach outside of yourself. If you're locked up in yourself, you should be afraid. You're locked up in what you thought was your own little fortress, but it's become a dungeon. But if you get outside of yourself, if you are open to God and to open to the needs of your neighbor around you, whether it's people you know or don't know, then you don't have to be afraid. In the early days of the church, the very earliest days when they were subject to persecution, in the book of Revelation, the words of Jesus were given to them, have patience, I am coming soon. Don't be afraid. It is I am coming soon. And they answered back, come, Lord Jesus. And they were at peace.